Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President. I would like to congratulate you on assuming the presidency of the conference and express our delegation's full readiness to assist you in fulfilling this important duty. We also wish to commend the coordinated work done by the six presidents aimed at resuming substantive discussions of the conference on disarmament. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to draw your attention to the decision taken by the UN General Assembly to declare 29th of August as the International Day Against Nuclear Tests, devoted to enhancing public awareness and education about the effects of nuclear weapon test explosions and the need for their cessation as one of the means of achieving the goal of a nuclear weapon-free world. The day of 29th of August has a special significance in Kazakhstan's history. On this day, in 1949, the first Soviet nuclear device was detonated at the Semipalatinsk test site. On the same day, but in 1991, the first president of Kazakhstan, Mr. Nursultan Nazarbayev, following a massive anti-nuclear movement, issued a decree to close down the largest nuclear test site in the world. Later, he commented this decision by saying that we legally stopped the most sinister experiment of militarism, which had been tormenting our land and our people for almost 40 years. Kazakhstan set an example that was followed by others and eventually led to the adoption of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. We fully share the view of the UN Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres, that the legacy of nuclear testing is nothing but destruction. The CTBT is vital to ensuring there are no more victims. It is also essential to advancing nuclear disarmament. Therefore, we use the International Day Against Nuclear Tests to reiterate our calls for all states that have not yet done so to sign and ratify the CTBT, especially those whose ratification is needed for the treaty's entry into force. Furthermore, this day is a valid occasion to remember the sufferings caused by nuclear testings. Millions of victims in various parts of the world were subjected to radioactive contamination, resulting in acute and chronic health complications. Studies show that effects of radiation are passed down from one generation to another. Nuclear testing largely affects the environment, destroying ecological systems and severely limiting opportunities for economic activity of the local populations. Excellencies, since its independence, Kazakhstan has been a consistent and active advocate of nuclear disarmament. We voluntarily renounced nuclear weapons deployed on our territory. 25 years ago, the last nuclear warheads were removed from our soil, and the last nuclear explosive device was destroyed at the Semipalatinsk test site. In 2006, in Semipalatinsk, five Central Asian states signed the treaty on establishment of the regional nuclear weapon-free zone. First President of Kazakhstan, Mr. Nursultan Nazarbayev, speaking at the UN in September 2015, called upon all member states to make the world free of nuclear weapons in the 21st century. He proposed to eliminate the nuclear menace by the year 2045 to mark the centennial anniversary of the creation of the United Nations. Last year, on 29th of August, Kazakhstan became a party to the Treaty on Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. In the year of 75th anniversary of the United Nations and 50th anniversary of the entry into force of the NPT, it is important to emphasize that only by joint efforts we can achieve a world free of nuclear threats. Kazakhstan firmly supports the key role of the NPT as a cornerstone of international security and calls for strict compliance by both nuclear and non-nuclear states with their obligations. Ladies and gentlemen, in his speech at the 74th session of the UN General Assembly, President of Kazakhstan, Mr. Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, reiterated that achieving a world free of nuclear weapons remains a top priority for our country. Nuclear weapons are no longer an advantage, but a threat to global peace and stability. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President.